This graph reflects expenditure on the development of a fully online master's program, 10 3-credit courses, and the cost from the initial planning right through to the seventh year of development. And if you look in the year zero, that pale blue line is planning costs. This is all the costs of meetings to decide on whether to do the program or not and who's going to work on it, etc. And you'll see that spills over to the bottom of the graph in year one. And then the next cost is program administration, which is the purple cost. And you'll see that that's fairly constant. There's a little bit of a boost in year four as more students arrive and so on, as the program gets towards the maximum number of students. The white cost is a development cost, which you see are quite small, the cost of developing online materials. This includes faculty time and so on. And you'll see that the very pale blue costs on the top over years 1 to 7 are the delivery costs. That's the cost of instructors supporting and marking assignments, supporting online discussion forums and so on. And so you can see that the costs by year 7 have gone up to about $400,000 a year. Now, the interesting thing about this program is it was a fully cost recoverable program. You'll see the black line is maintenance. What you don't see there is the overhead costs, because they got added later on because it was a fully self-financing program. So you would really have to add another set of figures there for the overheads. But the overheads, in fact, were negotiated down from the general overheads that go to face-to-face courses. So again, you can see how the balance of costs is, in fact, delivery is the main cost for online courses, not development. This was a program built around a learning management system. The costs might have been different with different media, such as video recordings and so on. But it gives you some idea of the range of costs involved in developing technology-based teaching.